blessings and welcome to the third and final session of this mini-series called The Power of Forgiveness. My name is Daniel Roquillo, and I'm deeply grateful that you're choosing to come back, that you're choosing to join me in a moment of releasing and letting go of resentment, negativity, rancor, anger, blame, and all these lower vibration that keeps us stuck in the past. Or in other words, I'm grateful that you're choosing to set yourself free, free to soar, free to raise your vibration, to expand your consciousness so that you'll be open and available to midwife the next great and grand expression and version of who and what you are. And so the first two episodes, the first episode was a theoretical sort of run through of what forgiveness is all about. The second episode was a practical exercise where we moved into a process of forgiving. And this third and final episode will be a guided meditation that will move us even deeper into the forgiveness work, even deeper into the releasing and letting go of these negative emotions that we may hold on to and harbor and cling to with regards to another individual, with regards to a external condition, or with regards to ourselves. So welcome. And so before we move into the meditation, I just want to say that the major key to forgiveness and the major key to actually all of the transformation and all of the growth and all of the expansion that we're doing is willingness. Because there are many times when, and as in this case, there may be individuals that you don't know how to forgive. You don't know how to release that negativity, that resentment, that anger, that hatred, that blame story. But through you being willing to do it, just willing, the way will show itself. Through you being willing, you send the message to spirit and to the universe that you want to forgive, even though you don't know how. So as we move into this process, I invite you, in a brief moment, I'm going to invite you to bring someone into mind that you feel that you need to forgive. But for now, just be willing to move through this process. Just be willing to forgive, and the rest will play out beautifully. So the time has come for us to bring an individual, a condition, a circumstance into our minds that we are to forgive. And so I invite you to close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths, another deep breath, and let us ask. This is not about us choosing who to forgive, but this is about us trusting spirit to guide us and lead us and move us into knowing and to catching who we need to forgive. So let us ask in this moment, who do I need to forgive? Or what do I need to forgive? It may be someone who we are not expecting to show up. Perhaps an individual that we thought that we have done this work for, that we've already forgiven, or a condition that we perhaps have forgotten all about. But who do we need to forgive? Or what do we need to forgive? Let's just invite that into our consciousness, into our minds. All right. So with the willingness to forgive, knowing and feeling who or what it is that we need to forgive, let's move into the forgiveness meditation. And so in this moment, I invite you to, if your eyes are open, I invite you to close them. I invite you to make yourself comfortable. I invite you to bring that smile to your face. Even though you don't feel like smiling, perhaps, I still invite you to bring it, as that helps the healing. I invite you to place your hands in your lap, palms open and facing upward. And as we turn our attention toward our breath, let's be aware that the body is fully able and capable of doing the breathing by itself. Let's be aware that the breath has four stages to it. And so as we use the breath to anchor us and to guide us deeper and deeper and deeper into the stillness, it may do so with ease and grace. So I invite you to take a deep breath. Exhale. Another deep breath. Let it out. And so in this moment, I invite you to bring that condition and that circumstance into your mind. If emotions arise, anger, fear, sadness, resentment, hatred, blame, or anything else, I invite you to embrace them and allow them. Just be with them, observe them, observe them, witness them. Them be. And so standing in front of that individual or facing that condition or circumstance or experience, I invite you to say gently and silently or out loud to yourself, "You have no power over me. You have no power over me. And if emotions arise, infuse your words with these emotions. Power your words with these emotions. Don't repress them, don't deny them, don't suppress them, but be with them, use them. They are serving your forgiveness. So say once again, "You have no power over me. You have no power over me. You have no power over me." And now we move to another statement. I stand in my own authority. I stand in my own authority. I stand in my own authority. And you can either just choose to listen to my words, to my voice, or you can say these words silently to yourself, or you can say them out loud. Whatever you choose, I invite you to participate, to actively participate in this. So moving on to the third statement. I set myself free. I set myself free. I set myself free. I set myself free. And lastly, I set you free. I set you free. I set you free. I set you free. And so in other words, what we're stating and what you're stating is that whoever came into your consciousness, whoever you are seeking to forgive, or whatever you're seeking to forgive, whatever you're willing to forgive, and whoever you're willing to forgive, you and you alone have power over you. That individual, whatever they did, whatever they did not do, that condition, however it played out, that experience, whatever it was, it has no power over you. They do not determine your happiness. They do not determine your happiness, but happiness and joy and wholeness and peace and love, these are intrinsic within you. These are intrinsic within you. And so you may have held on to stories as to what should and should not have been. Stories as to what they should have done or not done. But these stories, they do not serve you at this point. They do not serve you at this point. They keep you stuck in a low level vibration. There's an old Native American saying that goes, holding on to resentment, seeking revenge, is like swallowing poison, hoping that it will affect the other individual. And of course it will not. Whatever negativity that you are holding on to with regards to this individual or this circumstance or this condition or this experience, it serves nothing but your well-being, and it does not serve in a good way, in a positive way. It does not empower well-being. It does not empower health. It does not empower freedom. But this resentment, this blame, this anger, this animosity, this hatred, it gives rise and creates conditions for dis-ease, ill health, for discord and disharmony. And so I invite you to release it. Whatever they did, how hurtful it may have been, how betrayed you may feel, how afraid it may have left you, holding on to that does not serve you. You are a free being. You being made in image and likeness of spirit. You being spirit expressing itself in us and through you. A holographic image of God. Inherently within you, you are free. You are free. And you have the potential, you have the ability, you have the capacity to choose freedom. You have the capacity to choose health, the capacity to choose peace, to choose love, to choose compassion, which is a beautiful quality. Compassion simply means the understanding of lack of understanding. Because whatever they did, or whatever happened, it was not personal. It had nothing to do with you. You simply got in the way of ignorance. If there's anything to blame, it is ignorance. Ignorance playing out, moving through, flowing through that individual or those individuals. But you, and only you, have power over you. Whatever they did, whatever they did not do, whatever happened, they do not determine your level of peace, your level of joy, your level of harmony and wholeness. But you and you alone stand in your own authority. They are not authorities over you, but you are the only authority in your life, which means that you get to choose. You get to choose your own vibration. You get to choose what to experience. You get to choose where to turn your attention. You get to choose to take full responsibility for your life. You are free. You're free to make this choice in every single moment. You're free to make this choice. And regardless of how many moments you may have made another choice, as each moment is a new beginning, in this moment, you can make a new choice, a higher choice. You, in this moment, can choose to be free. You, in this moment, can choose to seek to release and let go of that which has held you captive. That which has held you imprisoned. Because you are free. You are free. You are free. And so in this moment, I invite us to go back to these four statements. And you can once again either listen to my voice as I say them. You can whisper them to yourself or say them silently within your mind. Or you can say them out loud. Either way, I invite you to participate. And I would invite you to participate at the level of saying it out loud, as that evokes so much power in these words. So the first statement is, you have no power over me. You have no power over me. You have no power over me. And it's all right if you want to cry. It is all right if you want to shout. It is all right if anger rises up within you. It is all right. Embrace it, allow it, use it. Infuse these words with whatever emotion arises. You have no power over me. You have no power over me. You have no power over me. I stand in my own authority. 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 I set myself free. 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 And thus, I set you free. I set you free. I set you free. I set you free. Free to be who you are. Free to be where you are. Free to make your choices. Free to be at the level that you are. Free to have the consciousness that you are and that you have. And as I stand in my own authority, as you stand in your own authority, whatever level of consciousness they have, whatever the highest choice that they can make is, it has no power over you. Because you are free. You are free. And I'm claiming that freedom for you. It is arising now, because healing is a now thing. And through your participation in this, through your courage and through your willingness to participate, to take part in this guided meditation / forgiveness process, something is being released. It is being released now. Healing is happening now. Peace is happening now. Love is happening now. Freedom is happening now. It is not a future thing. It is not a past thing. It is a now thing. It is happening now. It is happening now. I know it and I feel it right where you are. Something truly wonderful is happening with all these emotions stirring. With everything coming to the surface. Through your allowing it, through you embracing it. Healing is happening. Through you releasing and letting go of the blame stories. The hatred, of the animosity. The resentment. Healing is happening. Purely because you're willing to let it happen. It may not happen overnight. You may need to come back and come back and come back. But you're now in the process. You've now set something in motion that cannot be stopped. As long as you're willing to participate, and I know that you are willing. I know that you are willing. And I know that whatever arises, as you and God are one, divine strength is right where you are. Divine courage is right where you are. Divine and perfect timing is right where you are. So this is the perfect time for this release, for this forgiveness to happen. Because this is the perfect time for you to expand your self-love. And this is what all of this is all about. You allowing for more love toward yourself to emerge, to well up. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of being in peace. You are worthy of being in harmony. You're worthy of being whole. You're worthy of being in joy. You're worthy of being happy. You're worthy of being free. You're worthy. You are worthy. The grace of Spirit is given fully and freely. It's nothing we need to deserve. It's nothing you need to deserve. Just by being, you are worthy. Spirit never qualifies anyone. Regardless of what you may have done or not done in the past. In this very moment, you're fully embraced by God, by the love of God. You're fully surrounded by the love of God. You're fully cradled by the love of God. And God is right here with you. sourcing and fueling and funding you, guiding and leading and moving you. It doesn't matter if you know how to forgive. All that matters is that you're willing to forgive, that you're willing to move through the forgiveness, that you're willing to release and let go of your stories, whatever these stories may be. The stories of you being a victim, the stories that someone else is to blame or something else is to blame for you not being happy, for you not being healthy, for you not being joyful or prosperous or successful. The only thing there ever is to blame is ignorance. And another word for ignorance is ignoring the law. Ignoring the truth. And the truth is that you are already whole. The truth is that you are already peace. The truth is that you are already love. The truth is that you are already harmony and wholeness. Independently of what another has done or not done, regardless of what experiences you may have had, what conditions you may have faced, what circumstances you may have experienced, peace, love, joy, harmony, wholeness, abundance, beauty, they are all inherent within you. They are the truth and the essence of who and what you are. No one else, nothing else has any power over you whatsoever unless you give them power. You and only you stand in your own authority. You and only you stand in your own authority. You are free. And they are free. No one else has any power over you. Nothing else has any power over you. You and only you stand in your own authority. You are free, and they are free. And all of this is happening now. All of this is happening now in this very moment. In this very moment. Healing is happening now. Forgiveness is happening now. Wholeness is happening now. Harmony is happening now. Peace is happening now, and love is happening now. Oh, I know it and I feel it. I know it and I feel it. I know it and I feel it. And I claim this for you. I claim the freedom that is inherently within you. I claim it for you. I call it forth from within you. Something wonderful is happening right now. Something wonderful is happening right now. Right where you are. All is well. All is well, so peace be still. Everything is working for the highest good. Whatever they did, whatever they did not do, whatever happened, if it wasn't for that, if it wasn't for them, you would not be here now. And regardless of whatever perceptions you may have about who and what you are and where you are, regardless of whatever stories you may be telling yourself about who you are and what you are and where you are, you being here now is a beautiful, wonderful thing. It is a truly blessed space that you are in, and you are truly a blessing. You now here are a blessing. Not the one you perhaps think you should have been, or the one you wanted to be, but you here now, in this moment, are a blessing to this planet, to the world, to all of creation. You are a blessing. But you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that. If it wasn't for them. Whatever they did out of ignorance, but they contributed to you being you here now. They did the very best they knew how to do in that moment. Had they known more, they would have made another choice, a higher choice, but they did not, so they made the highest choice that they could make. They made the only choice that they could make in that moment. But it wasn't personal. It was ignorance moving through them. And they have no power over you. That experience has no power over you. You stand in your own authority. You are free and they are free. Free to be in love, free to be in joy, free to be in harmony, free to be in wholeness. Because you're willing to take your power back, because you're willing to stand in your own authority, because you're willing to set yourself free, because you're willing to set them free. Willingness is such a major key. It is such a major key. And through your willingness, it is happening now. 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 The blame stories are now dissolved. The victim stories are now transmuted. Into the nothingness from which they came. You are free, and they are free. You are free, and they are free. You are free to soar. You're free to be in joy. You're free to be in love. You're free to be in wholeness. You're free to be in health. You're free to be in abundance. You're free to be beautiful. You're free to be powerful. You're free to be magnificent. You're free to be radiant. You're free to be prosperous. You're free to be successful. And that freedom is within you. That freedom is within you. They have no power over you. You stand in your own authority. You set yourself free, and you set them free. As is the will of God, as is the will of Spirit. Blame stories no more. Victim stories no more. Freedom is all pervasive. Freedom is all there is. Peace is all there is. Joy is all there is. Love is all there is. I know it and I feel it. I name you a free being. I name you a joyous being. I name you a glorious being. I name you a powerful being, a loving being, a compassionate being. I name you a worthy being, worthy of love, worthy of kindness, worthy of prosperity, worthy of abundance, worthy of peace, worthy of joy. Something wonderful is happening right now. Something wonderful is happening right now. I know it and I feel it. I know it and I feel it. Healing is happening now. Forgiveness is happening now. In a brief moment, move us into a closing prayer. I invite you to remain right where you are, observing, embracing, allowing whatever is to be as it is, willing, your heart open, your mind open, your consciousness open. And so in this moment, how deeply grateful I am for the power that is here in this moment, for the peace that is here in this moment, for the love that is here in this moment, the joy that is here in this moment. How grateful I am that I get to be here in this moment with you. I get to be here. It truly is a privilege for me to be here with you. And I'm grateful for your courage. I'm grateful for your willingness, for your saying yes to participate in this sweet release. And from this space of gratitude, I know and I feel that the allness and the goodness and the eternality of God, I know and I feel that there is no space, no place where God is not. God is fully present everywhere, eternal, infinite, omnipresent, which means that right where you are, right smack in the middle of where you are, Spirit is fully present, fully present. And the Spirit is infinite love and infinite peace and infinite joy and infinite harmony, infinite abundance, infinite wholeness, infinite beauty. Eternally seeking to come into ever greater and grander expressions of itself. It means that right where you are, all you need, you have. That right where you are, you're eternally sourced, fueled, and funded, sustained, and maintained. And I know that in this moment, through your willingness, through your participation, healing has happened. It is happening and it has happened. Wholeness has happened and it is happening. Peace has happened. It is happening. Joy is happening and it has happened. Love is happening. It has happened. And all of these will continue to happen. They will continue to expand. From this moment on, a new you has been born. A new great and grand expression of who and what you are has been birthed. Such a magical place and space to be. A new iteration of you has seen the light of day. A freer version of you has come into being. A more peaceful and joyful expression of who and what you are has sprung into existence. It has all happened now. It has all happened now. You have now set in motion a wonderful, beautiful, and powerful process that has totally changed the trajectory of your life forever. Forever. I know it and I feel it. I know it and I feel it. You have raised your vibration and the universe cannot but meet you at your new higher vibration. Through this shift, through this release and let go that has happened, that has occurred during this meditation, your whole life has taken a new turn. Something truly wonderful has happened. Something truly wonderful has happened. I know it and I feel it. All is well. So peace be still. All is well. So peace be still. Everything is working for the highest good. I know it and I feel it. I accept it. I give thanks for it. I allow it to be. And as I release this word, I know that in the mind of God, this is already done. It's not going to happen, but it's done. It's happened. It's happened. For this, I give thanks. So it is, so be it, so shall it be. Amen. Amen. Ashe. Aho. Hotep. Shalom. Salam. And hallelujah. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. Thank you so, so much for participating. Until the next time, I bless your day and I bless your way. You beautiful, wonderful, magnificent, free being. Namaste.